3. The Glen. The day Jamie met gracious Annie. Down the hidden path she wanders, disappears into the karst glen. Wrapped in a world of ancient green, she stopped, listened to wild sounds. The stream's murmur, cicada's chorus, grey warbler's hidden song. Now each step going deeper in, till she reached the shimmering light. There she sat on weathered stone, beside a glistening pool. Fingers of mid-autumn sun touched her cheek, moved across her face. There she prayed, may a seeker come by this way, find the spring of life, explore this bewildering cave, be astounded by truth and wonders. Annie looked up with joyful eyes upon this clearing. Jamie came, come, rest, pilgrim, sit here a while, share this bread, there's plenty for two. He let the fingers of the autumn sun touch his cheek, move across his face. He listened to the murmuring stream, its echoes followed from the cave. Crystal clear waters refracting the light, patterns created on shifting stones. Journey's tensions fell away. He asked, have you heard of the spring of life? Annie's joyful eyes beamed delight. Her face glowed under autumn sun. Her voice, sweet nectar, words of grace. Truth you seek? Journey deep in the cave. While you are gone, for you I'll pray. Ask what you need to find the way. Courage to spur me on, said he. Listen to my words, I'll guide you in. Annie spoke words to guide him in. Neither stream nor dry passage seek. Don't follow the stream, follow the wind. When sunlight fails, seek the draught.